Hi, I'm Marlo Higgins, and I spent nearly four decades as an entrepreneur building systems that maximize time and results. I'm a business coach that helps entrepreneurs get crystal clear on what it takes to make their vision a reality. I'm obsessed with clarity because business operations that are rooted in clarity are exponentially more likely to succeed. So join me as I explore the proven habits and strategies that have helped myself and hundreds of other entrepreneurs create a vision, execute a plan, and refine a legacy of success. This is 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo. Welcome back. This is 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo, and we have Brian Esposito. Well, first off, I'm going to call you one of my world-class friends. I mean, I don't know how you are going to relate to that, but I'm coming this episode describing you, synergy, passion, just you're an out-of-the-box thinker. You're one of those people that somebody like myself just has to have on speed dial to just say, hey, what's your two cents on that? You state that time is our most precious commodity. We're going to talk about that for a hot minute, but you're the founder, CEO, investor, board member, advisor, public speaker. You're all the things. What makes you all those things?
Stupidity.
All right. I think so many people would relate to that. Yeah. Why? Why do you say it?
Because I just love to keep going forward and moving, and I'm addicted to helping people, and it's just the inbound flux of people all the time that reach out to me and have great ideas. And I love passionate people. I'm so connected to that. And it is who you know in this world, which is very unfortunate. So I think my value with this life I've been given is to be a connector and to help things continuously blossom and then strategize about that connection and what's the real opportunity here and support that connection. So when you figure that out and you figure out doing that with the right warranted people, that's kind of the trick. You got to filter out who's really a genuine person that you want to do this with, who has no ulterior motives, who's going to take that win and share it with others and share it with all the people that were involved and pay it forward. And the only way you get to figure that out and pick those right people is getting hurt and beat up and abused as much as you can. So, you know, everything that happens to you in your life, and whether good or bad, you should always be grateful for. And usually when bad moments happen in your life or someone that you helped wasn't the right person and they wound up doing you harm or creating some sort of chaos or drama in your life, there's still a reason for that. There's a reason for you to learn from that. Odds are you probably met somebody through that connection or through that situation that became a new bond or a new friend of yours, and you've actually created something of value from something that was a detrimental part of your life. So, you know, my journey has just been surviving like the rest of us, and nobody's immune to problems. You know, nobody that has a perfect life, even from the outside looking at wonderful Instagram pages of people showing off their perfect lives, is guarantee that there is a lot of pain, hurt, and struggles there. They just don't show it off. So don't look at other people and feel insecure or intimidated or lack of your own self-accomplishments. I mean, we all have value to bring, and we all have self-worth. When you bring that down to a more realistic level and acknowledge the small wins that you've had just getting through the day, and acknowledge that you've overcome some obstacles, or maybe there's some fears and anxieties that you've overcome, or you actually reached out and called somebody to try to do a deal that's maybe somebody that you would think is out of your league, and you got them on the phone. Like, even if they said no, the fact that you did those steps and you accomplished that, these are things that we need to take a moment and appreciate and build from. So there's so many ways that I wish a lot of society was a little more reprogrammed as to the value that we create and the tangible momentum that we create, and not just attach it to dollars or things or experiences.
Okay, so I want to throw a statement out here that I think relates to what you're saying. Okay, the statement is, the person who bets on himself always wins.
Yeah, I love that statement.
So how do you relate to that? So what do you see as the truth behind that statement, Brian?
Well, I'll throw a statement back at you that may further explain it. The harder I work, the luckier I got. And also, I know the value that I can perform. And I know if I invest in myself, which is I've done my entire career, and thankfully now I do a lot more wiser. But when you're investing in yourself, there's multiple meanings behind that. Is it your health and your wellness and your physical capabilities? Because I do believe your first and foremost, your health is your wealth. So if you're investing in yourself, that could just be strong mental health and wellness. And there's nothing wrong with that. So if you're investing in that component of your life and that segment of your life, and you become a much more calmer, rational, sensitive, and mentally strong person, well, then the rest of life is kind of pretty easy, right? If you're not sitting in worry and anxiety and fear because you've worked on those things and you focused on, let me just worry about what I can control, and the rest of the world is just 99% noise and confusion and chaos thrown in there. And then when you start to look at what life's really about, it's really minimal, genuine, important things like surrounding yourself with some good people, friends and family, food, water, shelter, clothing. If you have this small little basket of things, you're doing good. Now, if you want to take private planes and you want to hang out with models and bottles all the time, well, then you got to go and earn a lot of money. And if that's what you're trying to accomplish to create your own sense of I've made it,
right,
I don't subscribe to that. So I think you got the wrong North Star. I think you need to reprogram your brain a little bit, because if you're always chasing those things, you're never going to be happy. And you're always comparing yourself to other people that are also chasing those things. You just create this really unfulfilling loop. From my standpoint, I don't judge people, but this is my viewpoint on life.
No, and that's this conversation. And I love that. I use the statement that chasing the goal is chasing the feeling the goal gets you. So what feeling are you chasing, Brian, on the regular?
I'm chasing the feeling of creating something impactful and tangible each day. And that could be helping somebody, that could be creating a moment that pushed something forward, whether it's a company, a relationship, getting a product moving forward, some of our charitable or philanthropic initiatives to help humanity. Like, I don't have an answer for you for that, because I've been chasing this, why am I here? Mm-hmm. I feel like since I was 8 years old, I've been chasing this. Mm. I know I'm here for a reason. Yeah. And I've overcome and gotten through some situations and darkest hours that I'm proud that I've gotten through. And I know other people that were in a lot easier of a situation didn't have the wherewithal to get through it. You know, some people end their lives over stupid things like money. Some people turn to drugs and all kinds of other vices. I didn't even get to enjoy any of the vices. When you invest in yourself, you also take all the risk associated with that. You don't really get to play this, oh, I'll invest all in myself and I'll go and have this safe corporate job, or I'll go and be in the education system, or I'll go and do whatever. You're taking all of the potential reward, but you also have a burden of all the liabilities of what does that mean? And then, will other people also believe in me and invest in me? Like, there's a big formula there, which is amazing when you do it right.
Right.
And you may only do it right because you did it wrong for 30 times before. Like, there's this, we have to learn, we have to evolve. And I think some people hit it early right, because I'm an old soul kind of a person. I think people come back around, they know certain things that they shouldn't know, and they're more equipped with things, and it looks like, oh, they were just a young success. But if you believe kind of the way that I believe, then no, they've been through this 1,000 lifetimes already. They know what not to do, which is why they're very successful at knowing what to do. So for me, I love taking those smacks because I learn from it. And my job is to never allow that same situation to happen again. So that's how I evolve. And then learning who to surround myself with and creating those investments into yourself, but they become more de-risked as you, again, have a great support system and you've created this model that just works.
So what gives you a seat at the table? Like, give people an understanding. They're listening to this, Brian, right? You are so much bigger, I think, when people understand the true essence. Give us just a really quick 2-cent tour. You're making these bold statements, but I really want people to understand what's on the backside of that. What are you responsible for on the daily?
Oh my goodness. Don't make me list that.
I
don't like to think about those things. I like to just keep moving, but there's a lot of perspective. There's over 110 companies in my private holdings now. That's over 25 different industries. There's over 200 joint ventures there. There's just this, what I like to think, a beautiful, well-oiled machine that took me 23 plus years to build and perfect, be able to fly. So there's that. And that's a lot. I mean, that's going to take 3 hours of what I'm responsible for there. And then in August of 2023, I was honored to take over as CEO of a public company known as Diamond Lake Minerals. That stock symbol is DLMI. And we've just created quite an amazing company. We've got iconic advisors supporting me in the vision of the company. So now the responsibilities are now as a CEO of a public company to have all of our financials in order, our audits and filings done, keep the momentum and excitement around all of our shareholders, current and new ones, putting partnerships together, making sure that all the deals that we do, my only job and my main job is to ensure that it provides value to our shareholders. So you know, it's great because I've done all this in my private life. That's been my whole model, is creating value and boosting balance sheets and creating opportunities. Now I get to do that in the public markets. And what's exciting about that is you can see in real time the effectiveness of your work. And what we've done from August until now is something that most companies couldn't do in 100 years. So why is that cool? Because I've built 23 plus years of finding value and having a pile of value to pick from. And how do we use that to help this amazing company create its stand in the industry and be able to create real value for everybody that's involved?
So this is no small game that you play. Like, after people now really understand why right now you're on this episode and why we're talking to you, the depth and the richness of yourself, just the true heart. And you didn't get there easy. You've skinned your knees. Can you give us just another level of understanding, Brian, for somebody? Because now they want to know, like, okay, you've had some experiences. You've gotten knocked down pretty brutally. Can you just give us a little taste of getting knocked down? What does that feel like? And what was that experience?
Oh, it's not nice. It depends how. I'm grateful that I have a certain personality that I always am thinking about everything I say, because it's not really, my knockdowns are not what's happening right now in Gaza Strip. You know, like life is relative. I don't even like complaining about my knockdowns, because right now somebody's kid's in St. Jude. Like, there's just, it's not even worth complaining. It's not the reality. But as an entrepreneur and people listening, and part of where I think my value is helping give somebody an extra day to be like, all right, I'm going to get through this day, because Brian went through this and he found a way to get through it. And hell, I'm smarter than that guy, so I'm going to get through it. Like, that's what I like to provide. And I don't like to brag about wins, because I don't think there's value there. I think the value is, what did I go through? How did I overcome it? And how do, more importantly, how did I not really change who I am? Because that's the hardest part about it. You want to be smarter, and you want to be like a boxer, you're seasoned and you practice to avoid a punch, but how do you stay who you genuinely are and not lose your faith in humanity, not get bitter, not get jaded, not get angry? You can get that for a minute, but you got to shake it off, and you have
to sustain it. Yeah. Sustaining that is like almost the impossible, but you've sustained it. How?
Again, without any vices, which is boring as hell, but I
not really. I mean, that's,
oh no, because I had no outlet to,
right.
You know, people sometimes overcompensate that. Maybe it's drugs, liquor, working out 15 times a day, maybe not eating, overeating. Like, I didn't even have an outlet for that. Like, I was just like, we got to just keep moving forward. Like,
you just kept working. Working was your vice. Yeah,
that is my vice. That's a good answer. That's the truth. I was wise enough to know, all right, first and foremost, the situations that I found myself in, over leverage, betting on companies and people that I thought were real and that would result in something, and supporting things that were way too early for the market. There was just this perfect storm of issues that were happening. But I knew if I got really mad and hated everybody, which could very warranted, I could do that. The reality is, it's very easy to do that. Something happens to you, you get mad, and you want to point your blame out to somebody else. I had the wherewithal to know, okay, it's my fault, the situations that I'm in. It's nobody else's fault. It's what I've done and didn't do. It's all my actions that led up to this. So what happened? How do I take accountability? And how do I maintain my value, which is connecting with people and creating opportunities and being a light and good energy that people want to be around? if I got mad and bitter and jaded and frustrated, that is, you can sense that. Like sure nobody can. wants to be around that.
It's a bad energy.
So I was like, well, I can't bring that to the table. I'm trying to fight back. I'm trying to create something. I can't come with this toxic energy. So again, grateful that I definitely felt those feelings, but buried them deep. They're locked away somewhere. They're just, and one day they may come up. I hope they don't. But I had to just acknowledge them, bury them, and move
forward. So bitter or better is that statement. You know, you can be bitter, you can be better because of it. But I think your resilience watered down all the bitterness that could have happened. I mean, just your ability to just let it roll off your back and say next.
Yeah.
But there'll be people who argue, who say, hey, you got to face it. Otherwise, it's going to erode at some point. I'm a little bit like that, too, though. I'm easy to pack it away because I think, you know, you get what you focus on. Yeah, hey, true. If you stay stuck, if you're in that space and that's all you dwell on, here's the thing. You come on here and you're such a vibrant light. And you're like, no, look, I've gotten here for a reason. And through that experience, I'm 10x better of a human.
Yeah.
And that's where you're putting all your energy in that space. Not allowing that to absorb you and be you. How do you relate to that?
Very well said. That's my soundbite. Perfect.
Let me be your person, Brian.
I love it. No, it's really, really well said. And bitter or better, that summed up 5 minutes of my story. So it's like 3 seconds that you just so much, you're so much wiser than me, Marla.
Yeah, right. It's, yeah. So, okay. So here we go. Next one. What kind of clarity, Brian, is necessary to have a level of belief to really fully bet on yourself? Yeah. You've experienced some things and you didn't let it erode you. What was the clarity? What kind of clarity was necessary for you to be where you are today and not stay there?
I think every decision you make, you need to, well, not like, should I get a green apple or a red apple, but you need to have some sense of calmness and clarity because it's your life, right? And the butterfly effect, the dominoes, like the simplest decision, if you didn't take a moment and really ensure it was the right decision, can actually have catastrophic events. It may be years down the road that you look back and, oh my God, I can't believe I said to do that when I knew to do this. So clarity is important, which is why it goes back to good mental health and wellness, which is why it goes back to surrounding yourself with good, positive, supportive, humble, empathetic people that have integrity and good morals and good character. Because when you have this recipe around you, the clarity is much more vibrant as to what you need to do. But also, that devil loves to sneak his head out because when you're on a good path, his or her job, sometimes I think the devil's a girl. His or her job is to pull you off your path and to distract you and to show you something even shinier that is. Right. And you have to be very smart because sometimes really good opportunities enhance the good path that you're on. But for the most part, something can come out of left field that makes no sense, but it looks like this magic moment. And you tell yourself, that's because I'm on such a good path and this is supposed to happen. You have to be very careful because sometimes, more often than not, it's not the right decision to pivot or to add that new opportunity to your plate. So clarity is a great word because you got to be consistent with your actions and your behaviors and you need to have the clarity in order to make sure that you're making the right decisions that support why are you here? What are your passions? What are your values? What are your responsibilities? Everything that you decide to do needs to enhance that foundation that you've established for yourself. And your foundation should evolve as you get older and as you
experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What word describes you?
Oof. I don't know. You know me. Describe me.
I do
you got.
Know you.
Give me a word. See, a tough question, right?
I love that you put it back
on me. Throw me on the spotlight.
Okay, well, hey, because I can. And integrity.
Oh,
infinite, like integrity. That, like, right there. It really does exude. I don't know, for a lot of reasons. You're talking time. You're talking health. You're talking balance. You're talking, but there's a level of integrity that you bring to every single one of those layers in your life. And so for me, from an outside looking in and the Brian that I've gotten to know, which is, you know, just bigger than life, integrity. And that's why you're doing business. That's why one of the key reasons why you are wildly successful, why you have the responsibilities that you do today, is because you've got this brilliant integrity about you. And truth and transparency, that all goes into that integrity factor. Yeah. You tell the truth, you've been transparent about it. And I think right there is just, that is enough. What are you hearing right there? I mean,
I'm blushing because it's nice. It's nice that that's the perception of me in the world. And I've always try to do the right thing by people. Sometimes things happen and I always try to correct it because it does boil down to my integrity. And I do think that's all you really have in this world is your integrity and your character. And I try to be the best person I can be. I'm not a robot. I'm flawed and I make mistakes. And as long as I ensure that it wasn't malice and I can acknowledge that, that wasn't the right decision. And then do what I can to fix it, rectify it and make it right. We're all going to be in moments where we're not our best selves. But I think it's how you grow from that is what really makes you a better version of yourself rather than keep repeating that same maybe bad habit or, maybe there's a sliver of a, we have genes too that we've inherited. There's so many things. I look at my parents and I've said, well, I love this about them, but my God, I hate this about them. So let me take this that I love and let me focus on that. And I know the other stuff's in this body of mine, but let me just try to not have that ever peek its head out.
Those fundamental flaws. Yeah, I mean, and they exist. And so for me, it's peaceful. Like my word to describe me is peaceful because peaceful is present. I am in the moment, I am here. I don't care if I become, like 10x wildly successful. I will be the most peaceful person because that's the feeling that I chase every single day. And when the storm gets big, I go to be like, okay, where can I find the peace in this chaos? And every time it circles back around, offers an extreme amount of grounding. Just like, hey, let the world fly. You're here. You're still standing. You got food in your belly. You got a roof. What I mean? So it's just like, it's just really on how we look at it. So, okay. So we're coming into the close of the episode. I could talk to you all day long. Words of advice. I mean, based on this conversation today and like kind of betting on yourself and the experiences and the setbacks, the resiliency, all those ingredients, what's your final message for the audience today?
Yeah. So again, I've said this a couple of times and I'm trying to perfect the way you word it, but it's something that was an epiphany for me and I think will help a lot of people is this inner circle mentality that we were born into. And as an entrepreneur, really kind of anybody that's doing deals or putting business together or creating opportunities, try to do this. And as I explain it, I think it's going to resonate with you. You have to have two inner circles. You have your initial inner circle that you were born into, your family, your friends, your classmates, people you went to college with. Most of that world, they're not entrepreneurs. They didn't grow up in an entrepreneurial household. They don't get you. And nor should they. That should be maybe a whole separate outlet that doesn't really cross over. So you should be very careful about what you share with them. And if you do share anything with them on your business career or your entrepreneurial journey, only share closed, done deals and transactions that are tangible and done. Don't share anything that's in the process. And then you have your other inner circle. These are professional colleagues, people you meet on LinkedIn, your peers out in the world that are psychotically wired like us as entrepreneurs that just go out and get beaten up every day and love it and fight and go out and just make something of ourselves.
Right.
That's the inner circle you share. Oh, I'm going in to do this deal with this person. Or I'm getting a contract from this company and blah, 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 blah. And I'm waiting on a wire from this investor. Because they understand that, no, you're not. And if you do, you're one of the rare ones. And we're here for you. When it happens, we're congratulating it. As it doesn't happen, we're there to support you. The other inner circle, they're not for blame for this, but they're going to be riding you about, oh, I thought you got this deal closed. Oh, I thought you had this transaction. Didn't you get this investment from blah, 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 blah? And now, because you wanted to share something good with a group of people that don't understand, delays happen, it was a bad deal, the investors disappeared, you feel very, very vulnerable. And now you feel like you don't have a safe place to go. And that's a very crappy situation to be in. You want to always have your home life be a safe place to go. And the only way that you could do that is be very careful what you share with them, share closed deals, or share nothing at all. And then your other group is the one to support you when things are great and when things are not so great. So hopefully that makes sense.
Oh my God, no, compartmentalize. I fully believe in that. Anybody can relate to that. And it makes perfect sense. Yeah, you do. You kind of have to, guard. It's not guarding yourself. It's just being smart. You know, what room are you in? Like, and if you're in that room, then really what's the universal conversation? No, that makes perfect sense. And I think that is great advice for anybody because, and when you compartmentalize, then you fully understand, like, these are the people professionally that are going to be good, bad, ugly, and otherwise, because they're the ones skinning their knees as well. So makes sense. All right, my friend, this is just a brilliant conversation. You're one of my favorites. So we'll have more information about Brian Esposito on our show notes today. So again, thank you for your generosity and your time. Keep connecting and sharing this awesome advice with others because your integrity calls you to do so.
Thank you, Marla.
All right, thank you.
Did you enjoy this topic as much as I did? If you're looking for more insights like these or have a question you'd like to hear about on future episodes, text me at 319-250-2682 or click the link in the show notes. Remember, the road to success is better with friends. Be sure to share this episode to reach your goals together. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, keep your path clear and your energy high.